5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, all of our new video content is at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. We're still getting emails asking what happened to us on YouTube. Well, our website has always been there, and all of our archives are there. You can go back and find all of our programming at skywatchtv.com or download our free mobile app and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech altogether. The best part of our free mobile app, at least through February, is that you also get free excerpts from... talk about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine again trying to clamp down on alarmist hype coming from Western capitals, claiming that Russia may invade Ukraine any minute now. For example, over the weekend, President Biden's national security advisor said on Sunday interviews that the invasion could come as early as tomorrow. His word. Western and especially U.S. media reports continue to push the idea that Moscow is ready to invade Ukraine. Now, over the weekend, senior Russian officials dismissed U.S. intelligence reports that Russia could take over Kyiv in days. They say this is unlikely, is as unlikely as Washington invading London. Ironically, the latest high-level statements out of both Kyiv and Brussels suggest that both Ukraine and NATO headquarters actually side with Russia's analysis of the situation, basically saying that the White House is fanning flames here and pouring gasoline on it at the same time. On Sunday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba urged his fellow citizens to ignore the apocalyptic predictions coming out of the West. Ukraine's top military chief, Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov, reacted to White House officials saying over the weekend that Russia could invade any minute now, saying that the threat remains low. So the question that the media here in the United States should be asking is if Ukraine and NATO are saying we don't see the same threat that the CIA is allegedly reporting, why is the White House continuing to beat that drum? Who in the government, either in London or in Washington, D.C., really, really wants to push this war? And why? Why? Who benefits? Topic number 4, freedom convoys. A group of protesters have blocked one of the busiest international land border crossings between the U.S. and Canada. This is the Ambassador Bridge, which links Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. As of Tuesday morning, police announced that just one lane of U.S.-bound traffic is open. This is a major route for transport trucks. Again, this is being done in sympathy with the truckers, the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, Canada's capital. Following the tactics used by the truckers in Ottawa, a growing number of trucker-inspired protests are growing and developing around the world. Groups in the Netherlands, Austria, the United States, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand are forming trucker convoys. Here in the U.S., the Convoy to D.C. 2022, organized on Facebook, had more than 100,000 members before Facebook pulled the page and shut it down. They continue to organize. They're planning to drive from California to Washington, D.C. to protest COVID mandates. The Ottawa protest, the Freedom Convoy, wants to do away with Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, namely for truckers crossing the U.S.-Canada border. Topic number 3, natural gas in New England, or more accurately, the lack thereof. A group of Democrat senators has sent a letter pleading for the Biden administration to limit the exports of United States liquid natural gas, while the Department of Energy conducts a review of those exports and the impact of exporting American gas on domestic gas prices. Now, this comes at a time when Europe is seeing sky-high energy prices, and thanks to the U.S., NATO, Russia confrontation over Ukraine, Europe is facing the possibility, low though it may be, but the possibility that Russia decides to use its natural gas as a geopolitical weapon. Europe gets about 35% of its natural gas from Russia. And right now, as you might expect, it is cold in Northern Europe. So shutting down Russian gas would be a really bad thing for Europe. So United States liquid natural gas could be, or liquefied natural gas, could be a real help for keeping the lights on in the European Union. But the Democrat senators want to know that it's not going to force our prices to go up. Well, who signed this letter to the White House? Let's find out. Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Angus King of Maine, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters of Michigan, Tina Smith of Minnesota, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Now, two of these senators are from the same home state as the Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, Michigan. So this they were added to the list to kind of elevate the priority of this letter to Secretary Granholm. I mean, she's the former governor of the state of Michigan. Then you've got Tina Smith of Minnesota, who basically opposes everything that the American energy industry does, oil and gas industry. So that leaves the other seven, all of whom come from Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, in other words, New England states. Now, why are these senators in New England concerned about the prices of liquefied natural gas? Because their states have been blocked from getting access to the huge natural gas supply in the Marcellus and Utica shale formations of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and Michigan. Why? Because their fellow Democrats in New York State refuse to allow pipelines across the state of New York to transport this gas from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and Michigan to their states, which would alleviate their problems with heating their homes and keeping the lights on in the winter months. Essentially, they've got a land blockade created by New Yorkers led by disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo. So every winter, tankers full of liquefied natural gas float into Boston Harbor, bringing imported liquefied natural gas from thousands of miles away, exporters that include, by the way, Russia. So, if these senators are serious about lowering natural gas costs for their citizens, their constituents, they would put the pressure on New York to allow a few hundred miles of gas pipeline across the state of New York to feed Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, etc., and then eliminate the spectacle of gas being shipped into Boston from Vladimir Putin's Russia. Topic number two, the AI apocalypse. One of the reasons the human brain is such a remarkable instrument is its ability to rewire itself as we learn and grow. The brain literally makes new neural connections. Scientists really don't understand how this works, and this is why they've never been able to create an artificial intelligence that can do what the human brain can do. Neural networks, as powerful as they are, don't have this capability. At least until now, a team of researchers led by a group at Purdue has demonstrated new circuit components whose functions can be reconfigured with simple electronic pulses. This allows them to switch between acting as resistors, memory capacitors, artificial neurons, and artificial synapses. This breakthrough opens the door to creating dynamic neural networks that can rewire themselves as they learn, just like the human brain. Now, it's still early days. They're not far advanced in this, but this follows news from last week that DeepMind, which is a subsidiary of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, has created an artificial intelligence capable of writing code, an AI that writes its own code. Now, pair that with these new chips that can rewire themselves as they learn, and this other bit of news, unconnected, possibly, that Chinese scientists have created an artificial intelligence nanny to look after babies in artificial wombs. This new AI nanny, they say, able to monitor and take care of embryos as they grow into fetuses in the lab. Why are they doing this? Well, because China's looking at its demographics and realizing that decades of its one-child policy is actually backfiring on them. Their population is now aging, and like the rest of the world, around the middle of this century, it will begin to plateau and then drop. And the older you get, the less likely you are to have more babies to make up for the shortfall. So they're looking at ways to artificially grow new Chinese people, but then combine this AI nanny with this ability to write its own code and then to grow and learn. This sounds like the premise for a really dystopian, post-apocalyptic, The Matrix, basically. Will it happen? Now, I have serious doubts that the technology will actually ever get that far. The human brain is even more complicated than artificial intelligence researchers understand or realize. The danger, the spiritual danger, is that our children who come out of the cradle with devices like, you know, iPads and phones that are always connected to the internet, is that they will trust in the promised miracles of technology rather than the guaranteed prophesied miracle of an incorruptible body when we're resurrected. Train them up in the way they should go. Trust in Jesus Christ, not in artificial intelligence. Coming up, as long as we're talking about science and technology, possibly the stupidest thing ever passed off as the science. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment, plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, researchers investigated mask-wearing techniques, and you'll never guess what they discovered. Wearing pantyhose around your face makes your mask more effective. Seriously. 2 years ago, researchers at the University of Cambridge started testing out some of the ways people might wear their masks in order to make them fit better on their faces. You see, masks are okay as far as they go. We now know that surgical masks really don't protect you from the virus at all. They may help spreading droplets into the air, but even the N95 masks aren't really effective if they don't fit tightly to your face. So, how do you avoid that problem? Well, they tested out a number of different techniques. Taping the mask to the face, filling the sides of the mask with gauze, binding the mask to the face with gauze, the so-called mummy method. I don't think that's displayed up there. Well, yes, it is right here. The mummy method. Putting a knot in the ear loops, rubber banding the mask to your face, or a slice of pantyhose wrapped around your face. And they found that the most effective, best seal was formed by using pantyhose to hold the mask tightly to one's face. The one drawback they discovered was that people really hate wearing pantyhose around their faces because it's not comfortable. The pressure, yes, it holds the mask to your face, but it really, really hurts after a while. This was the conclusion of this study at this reputable institution of higher learning. If you ask me, what this study really discovered is how far people are willing to go, how far fearful people are willing to go to create the illusion of safety. Skywatch TV magazine has gone digital. The cost of paper, the difficulty of getting paper for printing. We're seeing this with Defender Publishing and the length of time it's taking to get books turned around from the printer. There's a shortage of paper out there. So rather than absorbing that additional cost, we are making Skywatch TV's magazine a digital publication. It is available for free, the new February issue just out. You'll find it at skywatchtv.com. Just look in the right-hand column of the website for the link, or just point the phone on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on the screen. It'll take you right to the page with the Skywatch TV e-magazine. Again, always free and available right now, either at skywatchtv.com or by using the QR code on your screen. During the month of February, our thank you for your support is the groundbreaking book by Joe Horn and Donna Howell, Dead Pets Don't Lie. You need this book. If you've got a cat, a dog, if you're a pet lover, you of course, if you've got a pet, you love your pet. Well, you really need to know what's in their food, and it will shock you. This book, it was eye-opening. I read through the entire book, and I read it slowly because I recorded the audiobook version of Dead Pets Don't Lie, and it was, there are parts that'll make you really angry. And we will send this as our thank you to you for your gift of any amount during the month of February. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you name the price. Your gift of any amount will send you a copy. And again, if you're a pet lover, don't miss this opportunity to learn what you're putting in your pet's food bowl. And thank you for your support. SkywatchFilms.com, the new division of Skywatch TV, documentary filmmaking. Josh Peck is heading that up, and he has created some award-winning films in the short time that this new division has been active. His latest is The Great Delusion, an expose of the UFO phenomenon, but Silent Cry, the darker side of trafficking, won a Gold Telly Award in 2021, one of only five independent films of 13,000 submitted to the judges. So awarded, and you can access it immediately in full HD, stream it for as little as $2.95. We've got a whole slate of films there, and as the years go on, we will continue adding to it, but you'll find them all at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our Israel tour, Skywatch TV's tour of Israel, it is like no other as we visit sites that other tours just will not. Joshua's Altar, discovered by the late archaeologist Adam Zertal back in 1980. It's been in the news the last year or so as the Palestinian Authority has tried to dismantle the fence around the area, the stone border around the altar, to use for a road in the vicinity. We can still get there, and we will show it to you. The Temple Mount, as you see here, and Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights. And of course, we'll see Nazareth. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee. We will go into the Jordan River and much, much more. In fact, if you take the optional three-day extension to Jordan, that's us there in front of the so-called treasury at Petra. Not only is visiting Petra a bucket list item, we'll explain the spiritual significance of Petra. And from Mount Nebo, where Moses got his only look at the Holy Land, we will explain the prophetic significance of the plains of Moab between Mount Nebo and Jericho. It is a fascinating tour. The dates are March 19th through 30th of 2023. March 19th through 30th of 2023. You can find out more and reserve your spot for the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And within just a couple of days, we should have a website for our fall 2022 tour of Turkey, which will include the Churches of Revelation and Göbekli Tepe. More on that in the days ahead. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about preparing for the fog of war in this supernatural war in which we're all deployed. Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, are the guests on this week's broadcast program from Skywatch TV. You'll find the broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box, and we'll broadcast whenever is convenient for you, or download our free mobile app, which gets you the weekly broadcast program. All of our other broadcast shows, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, this week featuring the first of four programs with Dr. Douglas Petrovich about his new book, Origins of the Hebrews, Hard Evidence of the Israelite Sojourn in Egypt. It's been overlooked by scholars for decades. This book will create a firestorm among the Egyptologist community because there are a lot of scholars who've got their careers staked on saying, no evidence of Israel ever being in Egypt. Well, yeah, there was. Anyway, that and more at the SkyWatch TV mobile app and through February, the middle of February anyway. I've got another couple of weeks to go. Free excerpts, chapter-length excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. You'll find it under the News tab at the mobile app, which is available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It is free. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.